Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And once again, I am solo. Hopefully, my ever-so-dependable co-host, John the Body Johnson, and the Jagged Edge will be joining me shortly. But until then, it's just me. Congratulations are in order. Before we get started, the WWE Performance Center announced its latest class of recruits today, I believe. And one of the names on that list, it's no secret to a lot of people, but it's official now. One of the people now training there from WWA4, Sisuga Uha. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly because he's better known up until recently as Uha Nation. But he's been on this very show before. And congratulations to him, and I hope he does well there. I can't imagine he won't, given the experience that he has and his talent in the ring. But it's always good to see someone locally making it to that level. Tonight's Georgia Wrestling Now is another pretty big one. We've got two guests. First, we're going to be talking to Lince Dorado, best known for his work in Chikara. He is a Florida luchador who will be part of Mucha Lucha Atlanta's event this Sunday. You can find out more about that by going to the Mucha Lucha Atlanta Facebook page. Then, after we talk to him, we'll be talking to Kiara Hogan, another WWA4 graduate who has been part of Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's past few shows, usually at the side of Owen Knight. But this Friday at the Masquerade for AWE's homegrown event, she will make her in-ring debut in one-on-one competition. And it looks like she has issued an open challenge for this. So that is ballsy for someone's first match to issue an open challenge. But we will find out more about that. And I'd also like to find out how much time she spent training with Uha now that he's in WWE. So we will talk about that and much more. It was a big weekend in the local wrestling scene. And the Jagged Edge was part of that weekend. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Doing okay. What happened last week?
Man, last week, let me just be honest and say that I figured that there had to be some tamperings of Don the Body Johnson, John the Body Johnson, because I couldn't get through, even though I called, and I got through it. What was so strange to me was that the last 10 minutes or so of the show, I was able to get through and actually listen, and I continued to push the one button, and it wouldn't go through. So I just listened to the rest of the show with Doc and you talking about Barnesville and Roger Davis was on, Hollywood was on. And I listened to the show, but I could never get, you know, I don't know if it was going through, if you saw it or not, but I kept pushing the one and nothing ever happened. So I just listened to the last 10 minutes of the show, 10, 15 minutes of the show.
Oh, well, I apologize on behalf of Blog Talk Radio for that, because as you probably heard, apparently, Ming was also trying to call in, and I never even saw any numbers pop up aside from the ones that were on the line. So that's disappointing to know that we missed out not only on Ming, but more importantly on the Jagged Edge.
That is so true. That is so true. I heard you say that someone had an open challenge and that I could possibly go and take them up on that challenge this Friday night. Is that what you were saying?
Well, it's Kiara Hogan. If you, I mean, the intergender matches seem to be popular as of late. So if you are, if you're into that kind of thing, you can be at the Masquerade for AWE show on Friday night. And I don't know if it's open to anybody or just women, but.
Oh, okay. Because you know, when you get old like the Dagger Age, you try to get it in any way that you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So you were at Anarchy on Saturday, and I assume New Generation Pro Wrestling on Sunday.
Yes, Anarchy Saturday, where the family was officially introduced by Stephen Platinum. To let everyone in Anarchy know, because I know we surprised you and you didn't know what was going on, what our purpose was for being at Anarchy Wrestling, and that's to bring Anarchy back to the prominence that it once was before the era of the Franklin Doves and the Jerry Palmers and the Charleses, you know. So we it was formally introduced with our purpose and our goals there at Anarchy Championship Wrestling. And Jerry Palmer decided to crash our party and kind of slipped on his own axe handle, if you know what I'm saying. But we're hoping that he's doing okay, and we just want to send that message out just in case Franklin Dove decides he wants to come back and crash the party. Old Charles, who's somewhere listening, I know you are, if you decide that you wanted to crash a party, that you know, we just want you to be careful. We don't want anything to happen to you guys. So just kind of stay in your place and just let it happen. That's all you got to do, is let it happen. I just want to send out that there's a lost child. There's a lost child alert, an Amber alert. And we just want you to bring this child home, because right now they seem to be a little confused and a little lost. But if anybody out there that's listening knows the whereabouts of Fred Yehi, I will say this again, Fred Yehi, let him know that the family waits on him at home, and that old Jagger said there's no place like home. We heard Dorothy say that before, but just let Fred Yehi know that old Jagger said there's no place like home. Now, on Sunday, up at New Generation Championship Wrestling, old Thorn in the side. Now, this guy, I mean, no pun intended. I mean, he's good. He's an upgrade. He's upgrade to what's been going on lately, and old Jagger been in the ring with at Anarchy, but he's been riding his good luck streak for the longest period of time, and he happened to kind of, I think Jagger's shoulders down with 2.5, but the referee said it was a 3, so in a non-title match, O'Brien King upset the Jagged Edge, but that's okay, Brian, because you got to come back now and claim what's yours, and that's that title match. And we're going to see if your luck doesn't run out at that particular moment. But Doc Gallows and Berg and all those guys tore up the place up there in Reynolds, Georgia. We were down on the crowd. It was storming up that way, but those that came out really enjoyed themselves.
All right, so isn't that 2 victories that Brian Kane has over you now?
Hey, what are you talking about? Who's counting? 1 is not even a victory. I just said Jagged Shoulders were down 2.5, and this retarded ref said it was a 3. I just told you that. So who's counting? Next subject.
My apologies. So did you have a match on Saturday at Anarchy?
Yes, it was myself and B.J. Hancock versus Todd Sexton and Bobby Moore, you know, coming to the rescue to play Captain Save Anarchy, and that's just not going to happen. So it doesn't matter who they send at us. It doesn't matter what the situation is, how bad the odds are. It doesn't matter. They just got to know that we at the family, PCW, we're there to bring Anarchy back to where Anarchy was, and it's going to be because of us that we get back there. So doesn't matter. Yes, we did. We had a tag match. And I'm telling you something. I've been in the ring against B.J. Hancock. And I just found the more I spend the time in the ring with him, the more I realize how good that young man really is. And I enjoy being his tag team partner. And it's an honor for me to be his tag team partner and represent PCW in the Anarchy ring.
So who was the winner of that match?
Us, always us. Do you need to ask?
Well, I'm just keeping records. You know, I'm the journalist. here.
There's no sense in you trying to keep up with wins and losses. It's always Jagged coming out on top.
All right. Well, how much do you know about tonight's get? Well, first of all, at the top of the show, I mentioned that WWE announced today its latest class of recruits for the Performance Center, and UHA Nation, or Sisuga UHA, as he is now known, is one of those recruits. Have you ever shared a card with him or seen him in action?
No, sir. I can't say that I have. Not in the 4 years, the 4 or 5 years that I've been wrestling here in Georgia, back wrestling again. I haven't been on the same card with him. I think at one particular time it was slated that way, but he hurt his knee, if I'm not mistaken, during that particular time period. And I've never met the young man. I'm happy for him. Congratulations goes out to him. And all the hardworking young men and women here in the state of Georgia that are striving and pushing their way towards an opportunity with WWE, TNA, or whomever it may be on the bigger, broader stage.
Very good. Well, our first guest tonight, he's a luchador from, I think he's from Puerto Rico. He's based in Florida now, and he'll be part of Mucha Lucha Atlanta's event this Sunday. But he spent a few years in Chikara. You actually wrestled on a Chikara card in Porterdale, but I don't think he was with the company at the time. But I'm looking forward to talking to him. And then, of course, as I mentioned, Kiara Hogan has her first match ever this Friday. I'm sure she has wrestled at WWE 4 where she trained, but outside of that, this is her first public match. So do you know anything about either of these guests tonight, Jagged?
No, sir, I don't. I actually don't. This will be a learning process as these two guests have an opportunity to share their story on the show tonight. This will be an opportunity for me to listen and hear their story and learn a lot more about them. And that's what this format is for. For those who do not know, some of the guests that are on this show outside of the names that we do have, like the Doc Gallows, the Mike Knoxes, the Rick Michaels, and those bigger names, the Iceberg and such, it's an opportunity for them to come and make themselves known to not only me, but to the many other people that are listening to the show. And that's what the format's for, and I'm glad you have it, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Right. Well, of course, Kiara Hogan, aside from the people who've been going to AWE on a regular basis or WWE 4, it's her first match, so not a lot of people know much about her. So I'm glad this is probably her first interview. And then, of course, our other guests, I don't know how much he's wrestled in Georgia, maybe never, but he's, like I said, he's based in Florida. So, yeah, it'll be a great introduction for a lot of people, including us. So,
That's true.
Well, he should be calling in just a couple minutes. Hopefully, we won't have any issues with people not being able to get through or pressing one and it not appearing on my screen. But
do you know that it don't even give you the instructions anymore? I mean, if you don't just know to push one, it just tells you that you can listen and listen to the show. It doesn't even give you the instructions anymore. You know, it normally says one to be put in the host key, and if you just want to listen to the show, it doesn't give you that anymore. So it's like if you don't know what to do, then you're pretty much stuck listening.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Hopefully we can get this resolved. It's been an issue most of the year, really, at this rate, with Blog Talk Radio. So, but if it ends up just being me and you, Jagged, where is John the Body Johnson? Have you talked to him?
He's not coming. He's a coward. He's running with the rest of anarchy. He's not coming. You know, yet last week was an opportunity for him to step in and show just how much man he is. You know, you had a week to think about it. You come back, and leading up to an Anarchy show, I got a job to do, and I'm going to go do my job. And you see what he did. He cowered out. He towered out. And I think he mentioned that, you know, word in the locker room that he called in for a few minutes because Jagged wasn't on. Then how about just calling and sharing the station? I respect you. I don't have to like you. I respect you. So just your input is valuable. Just pick up the phone and call and be a part of, because see what happens when you start to isolate yourself and you put yourself out on islands and you don't want to associate with this person, you don't want to associate with this person and that person, you end up being disconnected. And I just hate to have to disconnect him, because he has to understand that as long as the family is in charge, when he comes to an anarchy arena, he's in jeopardy. And we may just need to replace him there, too. There's no reason for us to be around cowards. We may just need to replace him at Anarchy, replace him on the radio show. I mean, I know some folk that would love to be a part of the radio show. There's a couple of midgets down in South Jackson that would love to be a part of the radio show. So just we're not going to worry about Mr. Johnson until Mr. Johnson shows some concern about himself and his job.
All right. But you haven't heard from him directly, or you didn't encounter him on Saturday or anything?
No, he stayed away from Old Jagged.
Okay.
Stay completely away from him.
Well, that's probably a wise thing on his part.
Well, I wasn't going to embarrass him or anything like that. I was just going to tell him that there comes a time, and you've heard me say this before, and everybody and every puppy's like, you got a puppy back there barking in the back. That those things drop and they become a dog. So, you know, maybe he needs to step out of puppy life and step into dog life, and everything will be all right. I mean, he doesn't have to like what's going on at Anarchy right now, but, you know, there's nothing he can do about it. Just accept it and let it happen. You know, so if he can't do that, then, what good is it going to be? That's like calling a boycott of something and being the first person in the parking lot. What kind of sense does that make? If you're boycotting it, then it means you don't come to it. So if he's not going to be on the show, then don't even call in.
All right. Well, I see Larry Goodman's number, but given what we were just talking about with our issues with Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if he had something to say or if he's just listening. So I'm going to bring him on and find out. Larry, how are you tonight?
There's no doubt Blog Talk Radio has been the pits. The absolute pit lately.
Were you prompted with any options to come on the line?
Just like Jagged said, just like my fellow Chicagoan said, there's nothing.
Hopefully, Kiara Hogan and Lince Dorado don't experience similar things. At least I see your number on the screen, though, Larry. Last week, Ming was trying to call in, and his number never even popped up.
Did you actually say that Kiara Hogan challenging somebody was a ballsy thing to do?
yes, I did. Well, it is. It's her first match ever, and she's issuing an open challenge. So, what's the
opportunity right there? You're single. I mean, that's your opportunity. Wrestling debut, woman. I mean, you get it any way you can, right?
So, Larry, I haven't had a chance to read your report yet of Southern Fried's show. Did Ming actually have a match? I saw a picture where he was hitting someone with a garbage can or something.
He very much hit Iceberg with a garbage can. He was in a six-man, no DQ, false count anywhere with the other Bullet Club members against Berg and two guys called the Highwaymen, who I'm really not familiar with, but it was quite a brawl.
How was the show overall?
It was good seeing the legend. I mean, seeing Meng and seeing the stars. The show overall was nothing to write home about, but the people who came really liked it. And you can't complain about drawing 300 people your first time in the town.
Right.
But it was cool seeing Meng, give a guy a pile driver and put on the Tongan death grip and all that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, hopefully he will be back, because I really wanted to see that as well. But as you know, I had other things going on. So
I wanted to say I really thought that Jagged mentioning about Yehi, the child alert and all that, that was a nice touch.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying there is a child that's missing. We need an Amber Alert out. There's a child that's missing. And if you happen to know, Mr. Goodman, of the whereabouts of Fred Yehi, I mean, I would like for you, being a fellow Chicagoan, to go to him and just, you know, see if you can guide him home. I mean, the family is waiting on him. And that, you know, just like I know, we can go all over the world, but there's no place like coming home. So I'm being as caring and as concerned as I possibly can. And the last I saw Fred, he was standing in the Anarchy ring looking really confused with about 15 to 20 Anarchy guys just lying down at his feet because they had been taken out. So Fred was confused, and I understand. And in situations like that, you tend not to think and you just run. I don't know what to do. But just if you can, just talk to him and let him know that we are waiting. And we don't want to have to come looking for him because we just don't want to have to do that. We just would rather that Fred comes home on his own and everything will be happy at home. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, just looking at it on paper, I mean, it looks like the Platinum side is pretty much stronger than the Anarchy side at this point, just saying. Without Fred.
So, well, I mean, we just want him to – he's ours. We just want him to come home. We're not picking sides. We're just bringing home – the guys that deserve to be at home with us. That's it. That's all. We're trying to bring you out the fields and bring you in the house. So we just want you to stop picking the cotton and come sit at the table and eat. That's all. But I understand. I understand. But it's just a matter of getting him out of the mindset that he's in and getting him to come home. That's all.
Well, I'll let you know if I hear from Fred. When was the last time he was at Anarchy?
I told you, last time I saw him Saturday night, he was standing in the ring looking dazed and confused because all of his friends that he thought were friends to him were laying down at his feet. They had been taken out. Something happened, and they just collapsed at the presence of Team PCW or the family, so to speak. And Fred didn't know what to do. And, you know, just that natural instinct when you're a little confused, you tend to make bad decisions. And right now Fred is thinking that the right thing for him to do is to stay on the other side of the fence, and we're just asking him to come home. This is just an urgent plea from the family at PCW, the Fred Yehi, to come home. That's all we're doing.
Platinum is trying to lure him, Jonathan, with his evil ways, lure him to the dark side. That's all there is to it.
The dark side.
Yeah.
There's nothing but light here with Jagged. What do you mean the dark side? Is that the dark side? I mean, the black guys? I mean, what are you trying to say, Larry Goodman?
I mean, come on. Jeff G. Bailey carried out in a stretcher. Jerry Palmer left bloodied and beaten. I think you're up to some dark shit.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All we're trying to do is just bring Anarchy back to where Anarchy was talked about all the time. The dark side. I don't understand. Listen. Fred Yehi, do not listen to Larry Goodman. Larry Goodman does not know what he's talking about. He's trying to influence Jonathan Williams. I know that's the same stuff that you get from the guys at Anarchy. There's nothing dark about the truth. That's where the problem is. A lot of times people don't want to hear the truth. And if it's something different from what they're used to, then they fight against it. You know, but just remember that even though you may not like it, he is your president too. So now I'm just saying, Fred Yehi, come home.
Jonathan, enough politicking. Where's the guests?
I don't know. That's what I'm working on. I'm afraid that we're probably having Blog Talk Radio issues again because I just spoke with both of them earlier today. They both confirmed that they were calling in tonight. So I'm texting and Facebook messaging right now to try to find out where they are, if they're having issues getting through or whatever.
So why don't we just open it up until the guests call in? Anybody that's out there that happened to see Fred Yehi, you got, you know, supposedly reports of seeing him, sightings of Fred, just call and let us know.
Yeah, and there? What if John Johnson, the supposed co-host of this show?
Did he resign?
Did he not resign? Well, I mean, what's going on?
He just up and quit. He just up and decided not to be a part of the show because old Jaggy was here.
But then, as you pointed out, he came back.
He only came back temporarily because he said that Jagged wasn't on the show, so he called in for a segment. So my thing is, if you can call in for a segment, you can call in and have your job. Don't wait till Jagged Edge is not here so you can call in and do what you have to do. If you're a man, again, part of that team that's pulling on Fred right now, you know, that tall rock and hide your hand, don't wait till the folk ain't at home before you come to the house. Come to the house when you know they're home.
Well, Hello? Hopefully John is listening.
This thing on?
Good question. It's only about halfway on. Larry, maybe we can start looking into other options for hosting these shows.
We might have to, the way things have been going these last few weeks.
Have you had issues on
Mr. Goodman, I couldn't get in last week. I couldn't get in. I pushed the one, and it just would never let me in. And that's why I was able to listen. The last time I called, I just went ahead and listened because I saw that it was not going to let me in. And like I said, it doesn't give you any option of what to do. So I just, because I know when I always call, I just push one and I sat and I waited. Normally it would tell you you're now in the host key. It never gave me that.
Well, it's been kind of a mess. I mean, we had our board go down completely. But rather than complain about that, we have the return of cheap plugs time. We have the return of the Carolina News and Notes by Jeff Richards, our ace reporter from the Carolinas, gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. Jeff Richards posing with several lovely ladies over his first column back. Welcome back, Jeff.
Yes, indeed. Well, what shows are you going to this weekend, Larry?
Not sure yet. I'm thinking about the AWE, and I'm thinking about Peach State, but I don't know. My brother's going to be in town, so I may not make anything. It remains to be seen.
He's a Bears fan, right?
Hell yeah, and a big Blackhawks fan. He had season tickets for a while.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Big Blackhawks.
How the Cubs doing?
You tell me. I don't know.
I promise you, I've been too afraid to even pay attention. It's too early. The last thing I want to do is pick up the turn on Sports Center, pick up the newspaper, look on the internet, and they're already losing, have a losing season. So I wait to May, the middle of May, before I see what's going on.
It's so painful. We've been crushed so many times. Oh.
And the thing that would really be surprising to me is with this team of no names, with the exception of Anthony Rizzo, if they did have a good year this year, that's what would really be surprising to me. But because it's so early, and I would hate to pick up the newspaper or whatever the case may be and find out that after 10 games they're 1-9. I mean, it's over with right then at that particular point for me.
Well, hope springs eternal with all the young guys they're bringing up. I mean, you know, can anything come of this? We shall see, huh?
We shall see. We shall see. Jonathan, you like baseball? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to go to wrestling shows this weekend? What show are you going to go to this weekend, Jonathan? You had something to do last weekend, but there are tons of shows this weekend. So what's up?
There are shows within the Metro Atlanta area, which is easier for me to get to, so I'm going to AWE on Friday more than likely, and Mucha Lucha on Sunday. I don't know what I'm doing on Saturday.
Well, take your picks. You got, like you said, Peach State will be taking place. UIW, I believe, is this the 18th? UIW? PCW going on. So, yeah, it's quite a few. I'm not sure. I'm quite sure Woody's got something going on. I know you said inside the Metro Atlanta area, but I know Woody's probably has something going on this weekend, both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Woody always
Empire was. Was that now?
Woody always has something going on.
And, doesn't he?
And it always covers the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you there's an option, Rome, Blue Ridge, and it's always Cedar Town, if I'm not mistaken, there's always somewhere to go.
Well, speaking of Woody, according to, again, gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com, Woody's running both Friday and Sunday in Blue Ridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Friday
wow.
and Sunday cards listed. And, you know, Brian Slack doesn't make too many mistakes when he posts the upcoming events. That's what he's showing. Another show of note, Sunday, Charlotte, PWX, returns to Club Escapade in Charlotte on Sunday.
Some of our guys are going to be on that show, some Georgia guys that you know of?
Well, the main is Cedric Alexander defending against Samoa Joe. Corey Hollis.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey Hollis is on the show, Chip Day on the show, Joe Black.
Worst case scenario, I think.
Correct. Anthony Henry. So, yeah, good yeah. number of Georgia guys on the show.
Good number of Georgia guys on that show. And what
Larry,
you say
have
that
you
was?
Heard anything? Do you know anything about this show the following weekend in Clarksville, Georgia, NVW, National Viewership Wrestling?
Enlighten us. I do not.
Well, there is a Facebook page, NVW Overload, that you can friend. It's not a page that you can like, but they've been posting their poster, which also includes Kiara Hogan, as well as Jackson James, who was actually, we saw him jagged at the SmackDown taping, the dark match. He was the tag team that, what are they called? Darren Young and Titus O'Neil, the unknown tag
right.
team. He was one of those guys.
Okay.
The King, Shane Williams, is prominently featured on the poster. Brady Pierce, who has wrestled for Resistance. Paul Lee is also on here, Raphael King. So we're actually supposed to have Brady Pierce and possibly Jackson James on the show next week to talk about this, but I was just wondering if you knew anything about it, knew anything about the promoter or anything like that, Larry.
I do not, but that's very intriguing. That's an interesting talent lineup he's got coming in there. Jeff Lewis, hadn't been around these parts much in recent years.
Well, I don't know what's going on with either of our guests. I have reached out to them so they can let me know.
A little spoiler alert here for Jagged. The Cubs are 3-2.
Ah, you're killing me.
3-2.
That's too close already. For me to have any hope, they need to be 5-0 right now. Maybe that old boycott has taken place since old Jagged is on the phone, is on this show. Maybe that old boycott is taking place and they convinced your guests not to come in because I'm part of the PCW family. You never know. You never know.
Well, you did ask if you could accept Kiara Hogan's open challenge, so
I scared her away.
I hardly think so. I'm sure she will call in. I think.
I scared her away. Hey, you got to watch Jonathan over there, Mr. Goodman. You see him, you hear the typing. He'll be texting somebody to call in to cuss old Jagged out. Watch. Pretty soon we'll have AJ Steele or somebody calling to jump on old Jagged in just a second. I'd give it 5 minutes or less.
I don't know if anybody will be able to get through, Jagged. That's what I'm doing.
Well,
is I'm trying.
That is true. That is true.
All the clicking you hear is me Facebook messaging people and texting people.
How about you just give them a call? Just, hey, man, look, what's up? We're sitting here waiting on you, you know? You're killing me. What's
did
up?
Did you get a muzzle on that dog or something, Jonathan? I don't hear the dog. I don't hear the dog anymore.
Yeah, that was not my dog. That was I live in apartments, and somebody's dog was yapping right outside
at
my apartment.
Door? Oh. I thought you were saying you were dog sitting, that you were, you know, babysitting somebody's dog. You were in a doggy daycare, and they came and picked up the last customer.
No, I have dog sat for friends before, but I'm not dog sitting currently.
Mr. Goodman.
Yes, Mr. Jagged.
I know this is all things wrestling, but this is an opportunity for me to talk to you about Chicago sports. What are we going to do? You think we'll be able to get rid of the contract of that young lady that plays point guard for us at the Chicago Bulls and possibly bring in somebody or something better?
Who are you speaking of?
I mean, listen, I love him to death. He went to Simeon High School. I'm just saying. You think we can get rid of that young lady playing the point?
Are you saying
we might be able to go get that grinder girl that can play a little better and a little more durable?
Are you saying Derrick Rose has no heart?
Yes, I'm saying Derrick Rose has no heart.
Now, what happened? I thought he just came back and started playing. Don't tell me he's out again.
Last I knew, he was out.
I hate to interrupt, but I believe we have one of our guests on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Kiara, are you there?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're doing okay, aside from technical difficulties. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. So, the Jagged Edge, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He wants to know if he can accept your open challenge for Friday.
I think I'm only wrestling women. It is Roar Women's Wrestling.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The post I saw, it said that your original opponent backed out or something to that effect. Who was your original opponent going to be?
It was supposed to be the 16-year veteran, Amber O'Neil Gallows, actually.
Oh, well, we saw her at the last Roar show on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to be in Japan or something, or did she just have other obligations?
I think she did have other obligations. That's what they told me. And then they were like, well, it's an open challenge then, since, she is one of the biggest women's wrestlers in the world. So I completely understand. It happens, but I will get to face her one day, hopefully. I look forward to it.
Well, give us a little bit about background on yourself. You trained at WWA4, correct?
Yes, I actually just left training as we speak. I've been at WWA for about 2 years now. I originally was an announcer and an interviewer, but that wasn't what I wanted to do completely. I've wanted to wrestle since I was literally 12 years old, since I saw my very first women's match. Which was Mickie James and Trish Stratus at WrestleMania 22. It's been my dream, honestly, forever. Like, I've been looking into it since I was 12 years old. And when I graduated high school, I found WWA4, and it's one of the best schools in the nation. It is the best school in the nation, in the world. And I'm trained by Curtis Hughes, former WWF, WCW star. He's amazing as well. I'm still training. I'm not done. I haven't learned everything that I want to learn yet, but I'm glad to be able to show that I know something, and I feel like I'll be a breakout star. I'll be one of the breakouts of 2015. I know it.
How did you become involved with AWE?
When AWE first started, what was it, like July or June back in 2014, I started off as a backstage interviewer, but like I said, it wasn't completely what I wanted to do. So I asked Josh Wheeler, the promoter, if I could manage. They liked the idea, and I started managing Owen Knight. I've been managing him ever since then. And like I said, managing and interviewing and all that other good stuff is all part of wrestling, but it's good to be well-rounded. But like I said, wrestling is my main priority. Like I said, I've been managing ever since then, but I finally get my first match on Friday night at the Masquerade, so I'm really excited about that.
Will there be more than one Roar match, or will it just be the one showcase match?
From what I've seen being promoted, I'm the only one, but you never know. There might be a surprise. I know there's supposed to be other women there. Priscilla Kelly's supposed to be there, as always. She's a doll. I love her. She's one of my best friends. She had her first match, which was amazing. She did really, really good for her first match. But from what I'm seeing being promoted, I'm the only one. But like I said, there are always surprises in store at wrestling shows. So we'll see.
Well, based on who is advertised to be there and who has been involved with AWE and Roar in the past, is there anybody in particular that you would like to be in the ring with for your first match, or that you're anticipating accepting your challenge?
Well, I did see Mickey Knuckles and Dementia the Rose go at it last show. What I'm expecting is them bringing Dementia back because she is so close. That's honestly who I'm expecting to have it with. Or since, like I said, Priscilla will be there, they might put me in the ring with her. Like I said, it's an open challenge, and I expect the unexpected, honestly. So whoever it is, I'm willing to face the challenge. I'm the savior of the women's wrestling division in Georgia, honestly. So I plan on defending that this Friday.
Well, you saw that Dementia de Rose match against Mickey Knuckles, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, I sure did.
So what do you anticipate if she's the one that is your opponent on Friday?
A hard-fought match. Dementia is a fighter. She is a fighter. That match was honestly one of the best matches of the night. I've seen her wrestle before, and like I said, I expect her to defend, to compete on what I'm saying. Like, she will probably be one of my hardest opponents, because I am height deprived and I'm not that big. But like I said, I will defend my honor, and I'll defend anything that I say, and anything that I say will be backed up in that ring. So if it is her, I plan on backing that up, and she will have to fight for that W at the end.
Larry, are you still on the line?
I am.
Do you have any questions for Kira?
Yeah, I've got a couple. You seem like such a nice person on the radio. I'm wondering about who influenced your character ringside, where you're a real hellion, you know?
I have one big influence, and that is the former WWE Diva Melina. She was a Hellcat, and that's what I loved most about her. I loved her fire. I loved that she was feisty. And she was also a diva. She was everything a diva should be. She is a prima donna, but she can also back up everything that she says in that ring. And that's where my character mostly comes from. I think that she was such a big influence on the Divas division back when she was there. So especially since I haven't seen her wrestle a lot, I want to bring her back. I want to bring back that feisty, like, Hellcat diva back to women's wrestling, you know, so... But Christy Hemming's also an influence back when she was with the Rock and Rave Infection with Jimmy Rave and Lance Hoyt. I loved her, like, rock and roll style. She was also a fiery redhead, and that's another thing that I loved about her. We can connect in that way. So I have big influence from, like I said, Christy Hemming, Melina, a little bit of Lita in there. So just all that wrapped up into one influences me as a manager, but I think you'll see some of that in the ring as well.
And I'm curious, how long have you been training at WWA for? If you mentioned it, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Like I said, I've been there for about 2 years, but I've honestly only been training on and off for about 6.5 months. But as this last 2 months have been going on, I've been in there training hard, like every day. WWA4 is one of the only schools that I know of that's open 6 days a week. We are open Monday through Thursday. Actually, I'm open Monday through Saturday. So I'm pretty much in there every single day training when we're open. It's not one day I don't go in there to train. I train my butt off. I'm in there to work. I'm there to get my workout in. I'm there to learn something new. Every time I go in there, I learn something new. Every time I go in there, I work on something that I need to work on. So I'm glad that Mr. Hughes has the school open that many days out of the week, because people need to be able to work on their craft. And as a wrestler, that's all you want to do is perfect your craft. So like I said, I train hard. I've been training hard these past 2 months because I've been wanting my first Indies match for a very, very long time.
Thanks.
Well, we were talking earlier in the show about the announcement of UHA Nation being in the newest class in the WWE Performance Center. Have you seen much of his work? Because I know he trained there and comes back every now and then to WWA 4.
Every time I see UHA, he always asks me for a piece of gum. That's our little inside joke. He told me the first time I met him, he asked me for a piece of gum, and he said that he would give it back, and he never did. So every time he sees me, he's like, I got you on that piece of gum. Honestly, UHA is one of the greatest people for his size. That's an agile man, okay? Like, I am very proud of him, and I commend him on that contract. He worked hard for that contract, and I think he deserves it. He's an amazing wrestler, an amazing competitor, and he's athletic as hell, so I commend him, honestly. Congrats.
Absolutely. And, of course, Moose has also trained there. He's now a Ring of Honor star, but he's going to be part of the show on Friday as well. Have you seen a lot of his training or progress there?
Yes, I have. Honestly, I'm going to be perfectly honest. Moose gave me my first shot as a ring announcer. He gave me my very, very, very first show. It was his show. It was called, like, Labor Day. It was like Labor Day, Summer Smackdown or something like that. And ever since then, he's nice to me every time I see him. He's another one of those guys that is very athletic for his size. That's a big man. He is huge. Like, I'm 4'11", and he's, what, like 6-something? That's a big man, and he backs that up. Like, he's a powerhouse, you know. He also can get up there with those drop kicks. He's a good competitor as well. I've seen a lot of his work at WWA4 and at PWX and any other show I see him booked on. I pretty much know that he's a very awesome competitor.
Do you know who his opponent's going to be on Friday?
No, they actually haven't even promoted his opponent. They just said he would be there. So I'm just as excited to see who it is as everybody else, because I think that whoever it is, they'll put on a show.
Yeah. Well, now that you are actually, you know, getting your wish and you're getting to wrestle on Friday, are you planning on trying to get out to other promotions, or are you just going to stick with AWE for now and WWA 4?
WWA 4, I'm always going to be here. I'm going to train until I feel as though I'm ready to take on the world. When Kier Hogan's ready to take the world, I will take it, and it'll be mine. But as of right now, I still have a lot of things to learn about. I still have a lot of things to understand. I still have to perfect my craft, so I will still be at WWA for 6 days a week unless I have a show on Friday and Saturday. AWE gave me a real first shot at everything that I wanted to accomplish. So, of course, I'm going to stay at AWE. I am loyal to AWE, but once I do start to get a brand and I get my name out there, of course, I'll travel to other promotions. But I want to really focus on being a wrestler before being a manager. I want to be respected as not a women's wrestler, but a wrestler. I want to perfect my craft, and I want everybody to respect me as a wrestler. So, of course, when I get my name out there, I'm going to be all over the place, hopefully. So AWE and WWA 4 I'm loyal to, so.
How much have you worked with Murder One? Because I know he has a school or a training dojo kind of thing. And, of course, he's one of the main people behind AWE.
Right. Well, I have Murder. I've talked to Murder a few times about me training. He's seen my first match at WWA 4, and he honestly thinks, he told me this himself, that I will be one of the biggest women to come out of the South. And I respect him on that because not a lot of people get that. Like I said, he's another one of those people that is an amazing competitor. I first met Murder at the, actually another show, ECWE, I think was the first show I met him at. But the more and more I come to AWE and things of that nature, I get to know him more. He's an amazing person, an amazing competitor, and he's a wonderful trainer. I actually want to go travel down to Cornelia to train with him and see what we can do, because it's always good to get other people's opinions on wrestling, because one person will tell you one thing and another person will tell you another. So it's always good to get, you know, other opinions on things.
Jagged, do you have any questions for Kiera? Jagged Edge, you still there?
I'm here. I was trying to get in. I placed the phone on mute as I was taking care of some things around the house. Now I noticed that she said she was 4'11", and I was just wondering. I mean, does she? I mean, Miss Hogan, if you don't mind my asking, do you not think that take that as a disadvantage in the ring against some of the bigger girls? Because Aisha Dementia is a big girl, and to be able to move her around, if let's just say that happens to be your first match, I mean, how would you approach that, so to speak? You know, because she's a big girl.
Of course she is. Like I said, I've seen Dementia work many, many times, and I always, me as a competitor, I like to research my opponent. So I've been on YouTube, I've been researching her. I even researched Amber O'Neill before she told AWE she couldn't make it. I have played soccer for 10 years, and I am a speedy little thing. I am very athletic. My parents bred me and my brother to be athletic. I've played sports my whole life, so I'm athletic. I'm agile. I'm flexible. I am fast, and that's my advantage, is all of those components. I am not the biggest thing around. I know I'm not, and that is my disadvantage. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And like I said, I am agile, I'm fast, I'm flexible. And I like to flip around the ring a little bit, so you might see a little bit of that going on Friday. I've been working on a few things, and I got some surprises in store, a few secret weapons, if you will. So if I do end up facing her, I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
All right. Thank you.
Kiera, you mentioned that you've had matches at WWA 4. Have you had a public match, like at one of their Thursday shows?
Yes. I actually just got into the show 2 weeks ago, and my opponent was Owen Knight. I only wrestle guys because the girls we have here are not ready yet. Hughes likes to make everybody ready for the show. If you're not ready to put a full match together, he will not put you in the show. So he saw something in me. We put a match together. I did my 5-minute, which we have before you get into the show. It's a practice match, and I passed mine, and I got into the show. There were no women for me to wrestle, so I have to wrestle guys until they can get a girl ready to wrestle me. So, yeah, wrestling guys is actually better than wrestling girls, honestly, because some girls get in the ring, they're lazy, they're not careful, they don't protect you or themselves. Guys are way more careful, and they're way more professional. So I'm glad that the, 20, 30 guys that I train with are there, because I get all the experience I need. wrestling all types of shapes and sizes and experience levels. So training with guys is the best, honestly.
So did you? How many matches have you had now? At least that were open to the public.
For WWA 4, I've had 2 matches. This Thursday would be my 3rd.
And they've so far all been against Owen Knight, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really interesting what you said about men being more careful than women in the ring.
I've heard many stories from many other women. A lot of women, I will say, get pushes for being pretty. I also think that some women get in the ring and think it's a joke. I don't take it as a joke at all. This is my life. This is everything that I wanted to do. So I take it very, very seriously. And some women just think it's for now. This is a lifetime dream of mine. So women will be lazy. And like I said, they will take it as a joke. So they're not careful. They just do what they think is funny and what they think should happen. But not every woman is like that. You have veterans that have been doing it for years that are very careful and know exactly what they're doing. But like I said, some women get thrown in the ring and don't know a thing about wrestling, and it's sad. And that's why I feel training with guys is way better, because regardless of if the guy is too big for me to wrestle, I feel like a 300-pound guy will be more careful with me than a 100-pound girl. That's the way I see it, honestly, training with the guys I train with. But it goes the same with guys. Some guys aren't careful, and that's the thing with training. You have to protect yourself and the person you're in the match with, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I think you phrased it that a lot of girls kind of think it's a joke. Why do you think that's the attitude that a lot of females have when they get into wrestling?
Honestly, it's the Divas Division era now. Total Divas they want to make Total Divas a backstage pass. But honestly, women get thrown into it, and some women have opportunities that other women don't have. So they think just because they're pretty or just because they know how to talk on a mic, that they can automatically wrestle somebody, and that's not the case. And they take it as a joke. The women's era, the women's division now in WWE, I feel, has made a joke of what women used to be as wrestlers. Women used to be respected as wrestlers. Mickie James, Lita, Victoria, Jacqueline, Mae Young, the Fabulous Moolah, those, Alondra Blaze, like those women made the women's division. And now you have women who put on sparkly gear and get in the ring and they think that they can do it. I don't find that funny. I don't think that's how it should be. I think every woman and every person to get into a ring should be fully trained and well-trained enough to put together a match by themselves. If you can't do that, you're not ready. If you can't protect yourself or somebody else, you're not ready. That's why I feel as though I'm not ready to leave my training school, because I don't feel I'm ready. And if you don't feel you're ready and you're getting thrown into something, then you should speak up. But like I said, women, I don't know, women. Some women just don't take this seriously. They just get thrown opportunities from modeling agencies and the Diva Search, and they think that they can put on some boots and wrestle. But this sport is not for everybody, and I can say that firsthand. It's not.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your first AWE / Roar match on Friday. Looking forward to seeing who it's against. And I appreciate you calling in and talking to us.
Thank you so much. Please invite me again. I love, you know, telling people about my experiences and my opinions on everything, because most people don't have the same opinions as I do. And somebody needs to say it, because it needs to be said sometimes. So I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, Larry, Jagged, do you guys have anything else for Kiara before we let her go?
No, that was really enjoyable. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming on. I'm curious to watch you work too, but one thing I know is that put a mic in your hand and you can talk. So now we just need to do the work behind it.
Exactly.
Have fun and good luck.
I promise I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your night.
No problem. You guys do the same.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Well,
That's a firecracker. Larry Goodman, you need some of that in your life. Jonathan Williams, you need some of that in your life. So, somebody that can keep you guys quiet, that not say a word, and you just sit down and listen. That's all right.
I won't argue with you on that, Jagged.
Unfortunately, I think Owen Knight has that opportunity or that privilege.
She can talk.
Yes,
Sign her up. You need a host, well, co-host. What's John the Body? No one to come on. Get Kiara Hogan to come back. Sign her up. She's hired.
Well, I will talk to her on Friday, and I'll try to find out what's going on with John Johnson. But at least we had you, Jagged, and I appreciate Larry Goodman filling in. So we at least had a three-person team tonight. I'm not sure what happened with Lince Dorado, but again, he will be at Mucha Lucha on Sunday. And I think we covered pretty much everything.
You said he's celebrating Cinco de Mayo. What'd you say?
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I thought you said he was out having drinks. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I missed something there. But I was saying, I think we covered pretty much all the other shows that are happening this weekend. Of course, as always, you can go to gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com, click on upcoming events to see what else is going on in your area. And don't forget to find us on iTunes and Stitcher. You can subscribe to the Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network and get this and every other show, Peach State Pandemonium, Tipping Point, and Georgia Wrestling Now. Anything else before we go, guys?
I say sign Kiara Hogan.
Jonathan, I did forget to ask her, how the hell does she get those pants on?
I think she's still here. Kiara, you still there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Larry had one final question for you.
I heard it. I was still here.
Well...
Honestly, have you heard the saying, you get it from your mama? That's exactly what it is.
Hey, I need to meet your mama.
All right. Well, I think we've covered everything tonight. Like I said, next week we're going to have Brady Pierce on the show and possibly Jackson James. I'm still waiting to confirm that. To talk about this NBW show. Actually, before we let Kiara go, Kiara, you're on the poster for NBW as well.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So what is, are you wrestling there or are you a manager?
I actually will be wrestling on the 25th for NBW. I have a triple threat elimination match with Devin Nicole and Fantasy, I believe her name is. I'm familiar with Devin Nicole. She trained at WWA for a while, but she left right before I got there. I have met her a few times, and I've seen her work. She's amazing. I've never met Fantasy or Rebecca. I've never worked with her, and I've never seen her work. But, yeah, I am on the card. I'm supposed to be actually having a match, so that's coming up as well.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to talk more about that show next Monday. So everybody listen again next Monday at 7, and feel free to go back and listen to the archives of all of our previous shows. We've had some great guests lately, but we're going to go for now, and I appreciate Kiara Hogan, the Jagged Edge, Larry Goodman. Hopefully we will find out what's going on with John the Body Johnson next week, but until then, have a great week.
Bye, Bears.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.